In Paris, the latest in nightlife. Cafes, hotels, and nightclubs are producing their own music and their own CDs of it, but these aren't live performances. Instead, the CDs feature DJs spinning vinyl. These lounge music collections play in Paris haunts like the Buddha Bar or Hotel Coste, and they're selling around the world, but not to purists, who consider them expensive forms of muzak. From Paris, NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
Just off the Champs-Élysées lies the new trendy night spot in the French capital, the Nirvana Lounge. There is much mutual ogling among the chic and smooth clientele. A pastel decor mixes 1970-style plastic furniture with wooden Indian panels evoking a Maharaja's playroom. In a corner lies the DJ booth, and in the air floats Nirvana Lounge music, also available in record shops. The Nirvana's owner, Claude Chal, is considered the godfather of lounge music in France.
I think, I smell, I touch, I look, only all about love. Me, love is only the right dimension for me.
Chal started out life as a coiffeur to the stars, then lived in a commune, traveled the world, and began to run nightclubs. Chal says he will die a hippie. And at 50-something, he still sports a Dayglo Indian shirt, orange pants, and orange running shoes. This is Chal's compilation of music for another exclusive Paris night spot, the Buddha Bar, that really started the trend in France. The compilation contains two CDs, one for dinner, one for the party after. The songs are stuck together with the audio band-aid of an electronic drum track, or an instrumental melody, so you get an hour or more of seamless, easy-listening sound. The elegant boxed set contains liner notes plugging the ritzy Buddha Bar, which is also a canteen for models, thanks to its minimalist Asian cuisine.
I want to do something for the elite, because my music is not for the young people, like the radio everywhere, the music on the club, disco, and everywhere. It's a very special music for very special people.
Chal also says he wants to transport his listeners. And in his, as in other compilations, you do get a sampling of music from different countries, like Brazil. Or Nigeria. Here, Nigerian musician Femi Kuti is mixed by the DJ of the Hotel Coste. The hotel, along with the Buddha Bar, makes some of the best-selling compilations. Back at the Nirvana Lounge, a champagne-sipping lingerie company executive ponders a question about lounge music. Andrea Syme owns all four compilations from the Buddha Bar, running about $40 a pop. She says the most remarkable characteristic of lounge music is you can ignore it.
Because you actually don't know it's there. What you do is you're sitting at a bar or something and then you start to really get into the mood of the bar. Like you're uplifted and you're chatty and you're drinking and you're eating really nice food and then you think, hang on, I love this music. And then you realise the whole thing is a package. And then you leave and you buy the CD.
So lounge may be less a musical form than a commercial practice, but at least it brings the generations together. It often resurrects hits once loved by the 50-plus crowd, tunes by people such as Burt Bacharach or Shirley Bassey.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great love can be?
Recycled here by DJ Stéphane Pompoulignac of the Hotel Coste. He says lounge music has woken up a whole new, somewhat older audience to the wonders of mixed electronic music.
I can remember back 4 or 5 years ago when they would turn off as soon as they heard the boom boom of electronic music. They wanted to hear something else. But I think this kind of product, with things like Shirley Bassey singing, has taught them to listen differently to electronic music.
But some wonder why people listen to lounge music at all. Jean-Daniel Beauvalet is a music critic at the leading pop culture magazine, Les Inrecuptibles. He's a DJ himself, who says there can be much artistry in mixing, but he just doesn't see any in the DJs making lounge music in Paris now.
It's a sort of self-importance of DJ, which is so embarrassing. DJs are just guys playing records. They're not artists. The artists are the ones who are actually on the turntables being mixed. Mixing music is easy. Any fool can mix music with two decks and a mixing desk. A monkey could do it.
Beauvalet says lounge music started in the exclusive night spots as the soundtrack for the rich and famous, but it has become a mass consumer product of the middle class. And that, he predicts, will be its undoing, because the movers and shakers and beautiful people will soon seek another musical nirvana.
So now it's become fashionable and it's gone totally mainstream, starting from the underground, going totally mainstream. They're going to have to find something else, because elitist people, they don't want to mix with the riffraff.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.